This is Steve Goodrich, known on the trail as Bird Shooter, and this is N2 Backpacking, a podcast for both hikers and backpackers. Hey backpackers, this is Bird Shooter, and tonight on the show we speak with Michael and Tim Kernan about their recent hike to Havasu Falls in northern Arizona. You've likely seen the iconic photos of the falls, the turquoise water set against the desert canyon walls, the idyllic swimming holes surrounded by sunbathing backpackers, the oasis in the middle of a barren Grand Canyon, and you've probably thought about hiking there, but these guys have actually done it. And they've backpacked to the falls at the ages of 10 and 12. So if you're making excuses right now, listen up, because they're going to tell you about their trip and get you motivated to backpack in and camp at the falls, with suggestions on how to plan the trip, what to expect on the hike, and why Havasu Falls deserves to be on your bucket list. But first, a quick shout out to the country of Japan, whose downloads have been off the charts lately. US, Canada, you're always in the top two. UK, Australia, New Zealand, you're consistently in the top five. And Germany, you get big ups because you're always right there in the mix. But Japan, you have snuck into the number three spot in downloads the last few months and had an amazing surge in the last 6 months. So thanks for the interest. And if this keeps up, I'll learn to say that in Japanese. Now, here's episode 58. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bird Shooter, and we are live once again in the studio, second time in a single week in the newly christened N2 Backpacking Studios. But anyway, tonight on the show, I've got Michael and Tim Kernan, who recently hiked the Havasu Falls Trail with their folks. Michael, you're how old?
14.
14, and Tim, you're 13? 12.
12.
12, okay. So the youngest interviewees ever on the show. Congratulations for that feat.
Thank you.
So anyway, I wanted to ask you guys, you went, of course, on this hike with your parents. You didn't do the hike, obviously, by yourselves. And I was hoping I could interview them, but by coincidence, they're out of town this weekend. You're staying with us as guests. And I can actually ask you guys the questions I had for them. So I think it'd be good to get a kid's perspective. The first time we've ever had that in a show. So first question for you, and Michael, if you want to take it first, your initial impressions of Havasu Falls. I've seen wonderful pictures of the place.
So when we first started the hike, like you could look over the cliff and see the trail for a little bit, and like obviously it was a great view because you know you're looking at the Grand Canyon, so it's always a great view. So when we started hiking down, like. Yeah, you could tell that this was going to be a really good hike. Like all through the whole hike, your impression was, yeah, it's beautiful.
Well, I mean, I've seen the pictures. You've got this crystal blue water. Was it about what you expected, or was it even more impressive when you saw it?
It was definitely more impressive.
Tim, what would you say? Would you agree?
Yeah, we saw pictures, but it was just so cool to see it in real life after you're like dying because you just hiked 10 miles. And you're like, oh, water, finally.
Yeah, I can imagine. So that's a good point. You guys are essentially hiking through desert to get there. This was not your first desert hike, though, right?
No.
You'd done some Grand Canyon hiking before?
Yes.
Yeah, and a bunch of other parks, too.
Okay. So before you get to the falls, you're essentially, it's dry. There's not really a lot of views. I mean, do you not really get any views until you get to the falls themselves?
So you're basically, you're in a canyon, so you can look left, right, up, but you're not going to see much. Like, if you look up, you'll see, like, a cliff over you, but you wonder what's up top of that cliff if you look around. But there's not much of view while you're hiking, but it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, and just to help with the mileage here, so you guys basically start at the. It helped me with the name of that hilltop. Is it Jalapai? It's obviously an Indian name.
I remember is that we just parked there and started the hike. So I'm not sure what it was called though.
And then you got about an 8 mile hike to Supai, right? You were talking about Supai before. Tell me about Supai. What was that like?
Well, it's a super small like village, like totally disconnected from the outside world, and everything that goes down there is brought in by choppers who just go in like repeatedly, like time after time. And there's like a little school and like a basketball court and a shop, but it's just crazy because like in the middle of nowhere, and like you go 2 hours and there's you go 2 hours away from them and there's this huge city, Las Vegas, and like it's just cool to see how like they just had a totally different lifestyle.
So it's a really small village, right? You've only got a handful of people that probably live there. Is that correct?
Yeah, we saw people like walking around there. Like, I can't remember if there was there probably was like a little school there, but we didn't. There were basketball courts. There were nice basketball courts there.
That's funny. You guys would notice that probably before your mom and dad.
Yeah.
So, guys, I got to ask you, on the trip, what made you laugh the hardest on the trip? What single thing?
Probably when we had to go. So, there's this, when you got down there, you'd go on this, like, little hike, like, back up from where you came from to this, like, another set of waterfalls. And it was a tall waterfall jump, and there's like a lower cliff and then like a higher cliff, and there's water flowing down it. And so when we had to, so like we thought it'd be a good idea to jump from that. So
yeah, sure. Why would you not?
We jumped from the lower one.
Now, how many feet are we talking here?
I don't know.
15,
20.
Like two stories, maybe. Two story building.
It was pretty high from there. So
that works.
So yeah, definitely jumping from that was pretty crazy. I think we definitely laughed hard there.
Yeah.
Was there any point where you guys were like, man, I just want to go home. I'm done with this. I'm over it.
Zero.
Not really, but my mom definitely felt like that.
Oh, dude, please tell about that one.
Well, at the beginning of the trip, she was super nervous. And then once we got down there, she was like, I don't know, she was just paranoid and stuff because there's like, you have to go to a bathroom in the woods and like,
That's backpacking. So they don't. Yeah. That's a good point. They don't have any bathrooms down at the camera.
They had bathrooms. So they had, let's see, I think it was 6 stalls, but they were all made. They were like a wooden shack separated by walls.
Okay.
And so if you go to the bathroom, and they'd have hay in like a little pouch. You'd scoop it out with a handle, dump it on whatever you went to the bathroom with.
Yeah.
And so it wouldn't like stink up the whole place.
Sure. It is a desert. Yeah. But it's a pit toilet. You're basically, it's a hole, right?
Yeah, and you have to put hay over it.
I would have guessed that.
And, like, we had to, when we first, like, started hiking, she was just, like, I don't know, she was super nervous. And then once we got down there on, like, the second day, we had to go down this waterfall, like, descend it through this, like, it was, like.
It's not the waterfall, though. It's not the one you see in all the pictures. No, it was a separate one.
It's a separate one, but it's super tall.
Yep. It's like 3 miles away from original base camp.
But there's like this hole in the ground, and like there's like you have to like go through it and like kind of climb down. She was just really scared.
Yeah. Well, that was this your mom's first backpacking trip then?
I think so.
Okay. And you guys had a guide, right? I mean, this is.
Yes, we did. Okay. We were with a group of, I think it was like 16 other people.
Okay.
Yeah, but we all got along, campsite. And it was fun. We were the only two kids there.
Yeah, in the entire campsite? Or the 16?
There were, I think I only saw 2 other kids there out of the whole camp.
Wow, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, it was cool.
What like when you got to the actual Lake Havasu, or the Havasu Falls camping area, are we talking 50 people, 100 people? Like, how many people were
honestly,
down there?
I thought there were going to be more people. There were not as many people, but as soon as you, so you're on the normal hike. You're on the normal hike, like, on the normal ground. And then all of a sudden it just descends. So you start this descent, and you look to your right, and there's just giant blue waterfall flowing down. And it was just amazing. You saw people swimming in the pool, like, under it. It was just crazy.
And it looked like there were ladders, right? You guys, as you descend down to the campground, you got to go down some wooden ladders, it looked like?
Mm-hmm. Well, for the original, you could just walk down the hill, but for the separate 3 mile one, you had to go down ladders.
Yeah.
Okay. So, just for the listeners here, help them with the logistics a little bit. You guys flew into Las Vegas, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. And spent a little time in Las Vegas.
Yeah. We went to Bryce Canyon and Zion Canyon.
Man, you did this before, over 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Wow, what a trip.
To have Havasu. Yeah, it was fun.
That had to be pretty awesome. I mean, obviously, this is a discussion about Havasu Falls, but what, of the three, would you say that was the coolest part, or did you like Bryce or Zion better?
Havasu was definitely the best.
Yeah, Havasu was crazy
experience. Yeah, it looks awesome.
I remember all of a sudden, on our way to the 3 mile waterfall, I remember how much vegetation there was, just like fields of ivy.
Yeah,
it was just fields of ivy that you just walked through, and you felt like you were in Georgia, like where, you know, you felt like you're just walking through the woods. It was
weird to think, like, we're in the middle of the desert. How is there so much, like, plants and waterfall and, like, crazy colors?
Yeah, I guess they were probably all near the water, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have figured that. So you guys rented a car. You get to the trailhead for, like, or for the Havasu Falls hike. Your guide probably meets you there, right?
Well, so the night before, we went to Seligman, Arizona. And that was, like, where they got the idea for the movie Cars. So
awesome.
Radiator Springs. So yeah. We stayed in the little motel, watched the trains go by on Route 66.
Okay.
And then at, I think it was 3 in the morning, we got up.
We got up.
And met the guy in our parking lot, and he drove us in his van.
Okay.
To there. So we had, like, muffins in his car. We got to the trailhead. It was, like, 30-minute drive, I think. So we got there
it was, like, 2 hours or an hour and a half.
An hour. So it was
a discrepancy here, but okay.
So it was like, what? Say we got there at 4. So we start the hike at
4 a.m.
So it's pitch black when you start.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow. You hike in the day. It's
super hot.
It's 112 degrees at 10 o'clock.
That's a great point. I never thought about that. So they start
when
you out.
Left. We started hiking. Like when we left, we started hiking at like 2:30.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. The day we left, we got up at 2:30, and so what? Talking about that, when we came back up after we had come back, we saw these people like just starting at 10:30, and our guide was like, you guys might want to go a different day, it's gonna be bad, and like you guys are gonna be hiking for multiple hours, so 2 o'clock you guys are gonna get fried
in the heat, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sure. Yeah, that's interesting. So now you guys were talking earlier about they give you a bag and you're able to fill the bag with some items at the, what was it, donkeys or burros?
Donkeys.
Mules? Yeah, that makes sense. It's probably mules.
A whole bunch of them in a line, and one guy with a horse in the very front leading them all with huge bags and tents and everything on their back.
Okay.
And then you have to carry everything else.
Yeah, you have to carry all of your other personal items.
But they give you a restricted amount of space in that bag for the mule to carry, right?
Whatever you can fit in the bag. And they give everyone a bag of snacks, too, like cookies and fruit roll-ups and all that.
Okay. So this is similar. I interviewed another guy on a previous podcast, two other guys, who went to Machu Picchu in Peru, but they had a similar setup where they had a certain size bag that they could fill, and then the porters would get the bags to the destination. But I'm going to ask you elevation change. You probably have no idea the exact numbers, and I can put that in the show notes. But did you feel like you were going down mostly to get there?
Yeah, for sure.
It was definitely, you were definitely going down the whole time.
And was it really hard coming out?
Yeah, because, well, not really. It was kind of, once you got down, it was kind of like kind of flat, I guess.
Yeah.
So
once you got to the village.
At the very end of the, so actually at the very beginning, when you first start at the trailhead, I said you were overlooking everything.
Yeah, sure.
You're overlooking the canyon. So you have to go like, it's like these zigzags for least half a mile. And coming back up those, it was hot and it was horrible. It was,
me and Michael, we were done. We were the first ones who finished.
Right.
And we were at the top and, like, still, like, my parents and stuff, they were walking slow. They were still at the bottom of the switchbacks, and we were there for, like, an hour and 15 minutes just waiting for them.
Well, you guys are both cross-country runners, though, so you're probably in phenomenal shape, right?
We were racing up the thing.
That makes sense.
But just slowly each person came up until we were finally off the top.
And were there tons of people on the trail when you were hiking? Did you say, Tim, earlier there were, like, 150 campers at the site?
No, probably like about 70 or something.
We saw campers, but they're...
It's probably much more popular now, though.
Mm.
Or it's probably gaining popularity a lot.
Yeah, well, I know you have to get a permit. I saw that on the website, so they probably control the number of people that go down there.
Yeah.
What about nationalities of hikers? Were you meeting people from all over the world?
Yeah, there were definitely Chinese people. Because they love doing that kind of stuff.
A lot of Europeans? Did you get a lot of Europeans there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I imagine that predominantly you're camping with Americans?
Yes.
Yeah, our group was.
Okay, easiest to get to. Did you see any cool critters on the trail? Any bears, foxes, coyotes?
Saw some big bugs, but I don't think there's any wildlife.
No crazy wildlife, huh? No rattlesnakes?
Okay,
interesting. What about weather? I mean, was it pretty much just sunny and hot the whole time? No rain, obviously.
No, at night, you could look up, and it would be like 1 or 2 in the morning, and you could see the, like, the Milky Way. Like, it looked like clouds, but it was white.
Yeah,
so, like, it was insane.
Were you guys there in the spring? Do you remember the time of year you went?
It was summer.
In the middle of the summer?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, was it in the...
It was early summer.
Okay. At nighttime, did it really cool off a lot?
Mm-hmm.
To the point you'd need a sweatshirt?
Yeah, I remember that.
It probably dropped to like 60 or something.
Okay.
In the day, it was probably like 90.
I'm guessing no fires are allowed, probably.
Nope.
Yeah, I kind of saw that coming. In your gear that you took, what was the one piece of gear that you were really glad you had?
Well, I mean, it wasn't really gear. It was just personal items, like probably clothes.
Yeah, well, clothes make sense.
Like, there wasn't really a specific piece that you needed that much. Like, it was all kind of just what you wanted to bring, so what you brought. So it's like clothes, maybe some cliff bars, something like that.
Well, you guys are young guys. I can't believe no mobile phones on this one. Like, no iTunes, no, none of that.
Bring a friend to take pictures if you want.
Oh, yeah, that's anyway, I could see that. So you didn't take any music with you just to rock out while you were hiking?
Nope.
Nah, I didn't think kids your age could live without music, man.
Well, it's also 2 years ago, so we were younger.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, that's a good point.
I know. It was like...
I can't remember.
was there any gear that you brought that you're like, man, this is a total waste. Why did I even bring it?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so either.
You're pretty efficient. That's good. I like that.
Yeah.
Any recommendations for parents taking their kids?
You definitely should not bring soft kids because
it's not easy, right?
We're runners, and it was hard. I'm gonna admit, after 10 miles, you just want to be done. It was like, so when we first got there, the guy looked at us like, "Oh, kids, you know, like this is not gonna be good."
All right.
But like, after he like met us a little bit, he knew that we'd be fine. But he said, "Yeah, some kids come by, they're super soft. It's horrible. We have to wait for them. They basically." Get heat stroke, like, just, he said, if you're gonna bring kids, just make sure they can do it.
Yeah, well, you showed them, man, because you were all waiting on them, right?
Yeah.
I just think that just make sure that your kids like are into it and they don't like, so they don't want to go home the whole time.
Make sure they're not desperate without their phones
and that they're decently athletic.
Yeah, I'm kind
of
hearing
it's a lot of walking. We hiked like 36 miles in total.
Yeah, because you guys did some side trips. Didn't you do some side? You want to talk about those side trips, too?
Well, we were there for, like, 2 full days. Because we got there in the morning that first day. And we didn't do, we hung out at the waterfall and swam and stuff.
Yep.
But the 2 days, we did, like, a 4-mile trail, four out, four back, to... I think it's called Mooney Falls or something.
Yeah, I saw that on there, actually. In fact, I can give you the... Let me just look real quick. I'll get the distance. That looks like it's about 1/2 mile from your campsite there.
We also went to a... So, there's the waterfall you first see.
I think we went to Mooney Falls. I think that was the one that we had to go down, and then we kept walking.
Okay.
To some other place where we did... It was super cool because you could jump off the waterfall.
Yeah.
And there was like the ridge kind of that you could jump off to. And then that was the first day. And then the second day we went to another waterfall. But I forget what that one was.
Now, you guys were telling me that there was a waterfall where you actually swam under and then into a cave. Is that right?
Yeah, so there was... So behind the first set of waterfalls, there was another one. So you could... Our guide took us, and you couldn't stand, and there was like a, it looked like a flat face of rock, but he brought us over, and he said, stick your hand under, and you could stick your hand under the rock, like under the water,
yeah,
and feel that there was a room inside.
Yeah, that's cool.
So we all swam under and into this room inside of a cave, but there's no outside. It's water and rock.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was just this little, like, circular cave.
But that's pretty cool.
Over a period of time, like, I guess, like, bacteria or something, like, grew down and, like, over, and it was, like, 2 feet deep, so you had to swim under and then up, and there's, like, a cave. It was really cool.
I thought I remembered your mom saying that she was a little freaked out because you guys disappeared and she didn't know what happened to you.
Then we went back there, and there were these people who were swimming there, and they didn't know about the cave. So we went under. We were in there for, like, 5 minutes. We came back out, and they were like, "Where did you guys go?"
That's pretty cool. You just came out of nowhere, huh?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there was also this, on the first day, I think it was, after we came down the waterfall, and you could look to the right, and there was, like, this, like, tiny crevice, and you could, like, go through it, and then there would be, like, a whole other section of the canyon, but no one went back there.
Okay.
Because it was, like, you know, you can get lost back there.
It's like a hidden canyon, basically, right?
Yeah, so we went back there, and...
With your parents, right?
No, we went with, like, 6 other guys from our group.
Okay.
We went back there, it was probably another half mile, and we came across this mine, like, an old mine.
Yeah, that's pretty,
like,
cool.
In the rock, and it had, like, caution tape over it. It was like, don't enter, but we did it.
Yeah.
So we go in there, and, like, outside there's, like, rocks, and, like, there's fossils everywhere. So, like, we walk inside, and there's, like, all types of minerals and stuff, and you look down, and there's a 40-foot drop descending, and there's even more mines, like, under us.
It's probably the old shaft,
there
right?
There were, like, mine carts. Cool.
Yeah.
And, like, there was, like, a hole, and that was where the drop was, but there were, like, other trails of the...
Yeah, it was really cool.
So, now, did a guy take you there, or just you were just with 6 other dudes?
A guy took us there.
Okay, so...
We were just exploring, but he took us there.
Yeah.
Now, the guides, are they generally Native Americans, or are they,
No,
our guy was totally American.
Yeah.
He wasn't Native American, huh?
Nope.
Okay. Interesting. I would have thought that they would have had a lot of Native American guides, but, interesting. So, on the trails, were there a lot of people on the trails, like when you were hiking?
Not really.
Honestly, no.
Because I read there's no day hikers, right? If you're going into the campground, you're there overnight. There's no day hiking.
Yeah.
We have a dog in the studio that is demanding attention. He's wanting to have the kids pet him. So if you hear a few rumblings, it's my dog who is very eager for attention. Any advice? I mean, you guys are in really good shape. And, you know, your parents obviously don't have the opportunity to exercise as much as the two of you. How did they do physically on the hike, and how did other people that were on the hike do compared to you guys?
We definitely saw people hurting. Like, they were in a lot of pain, like, huffing and puffing up the hill. But there were also a lot of, like, athletic guys doing it, too. And I think our parents did fine.
I'd say the average person could do it pretty
What about me? You think,
you could
do it. Are you sure?
Well,
I got a little belly here, guys. So I don't know.
You could definitely do it.
Was there any point that you got dehydrated or you saw people getting dehydrated?
One lady in our group had to, like, sit down for a few minutes because she was pretty tired. But, I mean, if you go on the hike, you can understand everything we're talking about. Like, it's amazing.
So if somebody gets hurt, though, how are they getting you out? Are they going to
the helicopter?
That or maybe a mule?
Maybe. I don't know.
I would definitely guess the helicopter because it's right into the village.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you're super rich, you can just use the helicopter to fly right.
Yeah, you were talking about that before. So that helicopter will go straight into, and if I said it right, is it Supai?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which is the little village you guys talked about
it's
before?
About 2 miles away from the actual thing.
And are there any services there at all? Can you guys get food or...
They had a little store there. They sold, like, Gatorade and Cliff Bars. And
a little mart.
But they only got they get all their supplies from the helicopter.
Okay, I gotcha. Interesting. So no, there's obviously no accommodations there.
No.
Okay.
It's weird. It's like 10 miles, but the helicopter can be back there in like 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's how helicopters work. If the helicopters are buzzing around, is it distracting to you guys being at the?
We thought it was pretty cool. We sat on the basketball courts and watched the helicopter come in every 15 or 10, 20 minutes.
But you're not hearing the helicopter from. When you're down in in the campsite.
No.
You can't hear it at all.
No, it's 2 miles away.
Okay, I gotcha. What do you think your best memory from the trip was, guys? And you can, expand that to your entire 2-week experience out west, or you could call that just specific.
Probably the actual hiking part. Like that was definitely one of the coolest parts.
Yeah, all the waterfalls were so cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And it was also really cool if you're super hot, like hiking. Like most of the time we're walking next to the river, you just jump in the river, cool yourself off, and then keep hiking. Within like 5 minutes, you'd be dry.
Yeah.
Yeah. So our guy didn't even bring a change of clothes the whole time. He just jump in the river, rinse himself off, and get back out dry in 5 minutes. You're fine. You use the same pair of clothes every day.
Yeah, that's interesting. I like it. What surprised you most about the actual campground in the falls when you got there?
Probably. So when you're at the campground, there's like another side river going against a huge canyon wall that points straight up, and like some grassy area, and the water's just flowing, like it's pretty fast, and you can go in there. We saw people partying down a little bit, but it was that was pretty cool too. It was just like it felt so good because it was right next to our campsite. We could just jump in whenever we felt.
Yeah, so. That's awesome. I did see in the do's and don'ts, and I'll pull them up here real quick, that alcohol is not actually permitted.
I didn't remember
at the falls, but apparently people were smuggling it in the way you were talking.
Probably.
Yeah, and they tell you not to bring a hammock too. You think it's because they don't want you to damage the little vegetation, the small trees there? Were there any trees
there?
We had
a hammock.
Oh yeah.
My dad slept in a hammock every night.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting. It does say not to day hike. We talked about that. Obviously no drones. You guys probably didn't see anybody flying a drone there, did you?
No.
No issues with critters though, huh?
No.
Nope.
Did you guys take water shoes for when you were swimming?
Yeah.
So one night, I forgot about the story. So we had a FBI agent and a state trooper in our group. So one night, let's see, so the FBI agent had a horrible dream or something, and he thought his wife was like, He thought someone was in the tent. So he started screaming in the middle of the night at like 3 a.m. that someone was in their tent. And his wife's like, calm down, calm down. The state trooper gets up. You know, he's in panic mode too because he's a state trooper.
Yeah.
And everyone gets up. Like, they have no idea what's happening.
And everybody was like screaming.
Everyone's like going crazy. He's like, sorry, it was just a dream. Like, the FBI agent.
Yeah. But like, the guy has like a snore thing in his mouth, snoring like with his wife. His wife thought there was like a bear or something because he was like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that would be my first. Do they give you guys a lot of caution about storing food? And do they have issues with bears down there at all?
Honestly, I don't think so because it's so dry and there would be no source of food for the bears.
I would think. I would agree. I would just think it would be a tough climate for a bear to. Maybe coyotes could survive a little bit better.
Yeah. I think we saw one snake on the way to the mine.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I bet they're all hanging out down on that shaft somewhere. Probably. You know, what is there anything you guys would do different if you went back?
Well, now that we're older, like I would definitely take it more seriously and be like, yeah, this is probably one of the coolest things I'm ever gonna do. I need to cherish it a little bit more.
Yeah, Tim, but, how about you, man? What would you do different?
I don't think I would do anything different.
Yeah. What else is on your list? I mean, you guys have done some pretty cool.
Well, I love the West. I wanna live out there when I grow up, but. Stuff like that, just that's what makes me happy. Like, I love that. I love doing that kind of stuff.
You and me both. The West has got some beautiful country to explore. That's for sure. Any final bits of wisdom for parents or kids that might be listening to this podcast about...
Definitely do it. You're not going to regret it.
Great.
I don't have any.
That's no problem. Guys, thanks. I appreciate you taking time to tell the listeners about the hike to Havasu Falls. I've never been there. I'd love to go. Maybe someday I'll get a chance. Maybe I'll get to take my son, who's sitting here quietly waving at us right now. So maybe that'll happen. So thanks, guys. I'd ask you the cost, but you guys probably have no idea the cost of this trip, do you?
It was definitely expensive. I know that.
That's all the listeners need to know. Well, thanks, gentlemen. I appreciate it, you guys being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
You too.
Thank you for listening to the Into Backpacking Podcast. This is your host, Bird Shooter, wishing you the best for your travels on the trail. To subscribe to this show, visit iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or your favorite podcast app, and give us a thumbs up or a positive comment while you're there. You can also download shows directly from N2Backpacking.com. Just click the podcast tab on the main menu. Music for this show was provided by Jerris under a Creative Commons license and is titled Hillbilly Anarchy. This show is a production of N2 Backpacking and is copyrighted by N2 Ventures, Inc. For more information on this podcast or to provide feedback or comments on this or future shows, please visit us at N2Backpacking.com. That's the letter N, the number 2, Backpacking.com.